as Pelt stand up. This could be the last morning he would ever spend in camp. It could be the last morning for any clan. He felt as if everything were spinning out of his control, but when he looked for strength in the knowledge that StarClan controlled his fate, he found only uncertainty. Firestar sighed and shook himself before walking over to the fern tunnel that led to Cinderpelt's den. The medicine cat was dragging herbs and berries into the clearing, where Fernpaw was making them into bundles ready to carry. Is everything ready? Firestar asked.
I think so.
Pain filled Cinderpelt's blue eyes, as if she were already seeing the wounded cats who would soon need her help.
I'll need more cats to carry all this up to Four Trees. Fernpaw and I can't manage it on our own.
You can have all the apprentices, Firestar meowed. Fernpaw, will you go and tell them? The young she-cat dipped her head and hurried off. Once we get there, the other apprentices will be needed to fight, Firestar went on. But Fernpaw can stay with you. Find somewhere well out of the way. I think there's a sheltered hollow on the other side of the stream, Cinderpelt bristled.
Firestar, you don't mean that. What use will I be if I'm not where the fighting is?
But the cats need you, Firestar insisted. If you're injured, what happens to the rest of us?
Fernpaw and I can take care of ourselves. We're not helpless kits, you know.
Cinderpelt's tart response reminded Firestar of her mentor, Yellowfang. Sighing, he padded up to the medicine cat and touched noses with her. Have it your own way, he meowed. I know I can't say anything to change your mind, but please, be careful. Cinderpelt let out a soft purr.
Don't worry, Firestar. We'll be fine.
Has StarClan spoken to you about the battle? Firestar forced himself to ask.
No. I've seen no omens at all.
The medicine cat raised her eyes to Silverpelt, where it was fading in the pre-dawn sky.
It's not like StarClan to be silent when something so important is going to happen.
I had a dream from them, Cinderpelt, Firestar told her hesitantly. But I'm not sure I understand it. And there isn't time to tell you all of it now. I just hope it means something good for us. There was curiosity in Cinderpelt's blue eyes as he spoke of his dream at Sunning Rocks, but she did not question him. Firestar returned through the fern tunnel and crossed the clearing to the elder's den. On the way, he passed Brackenfur on watch and waved a greeting with his tail. When he reached the fallen tree, charred by the fire that had swept through the camp last Greenleaf, Firestar found all the elders still sleeping, except for Speckletail, who sat with her tail curled around her paws. The she-cat rose to her paws as Firestar came toward her.
Is it time?
Yes, Firestar replied. We'll be leaving soon. But you're not coming with us, Speckletail.
What?
The fur on Speckletail's shoulders stiffened with annoyance.
Why not? We may be elders, but we're not useless. Do you really think we're going to sit back and...
Speckletail, listen. This is important. If you're honest, you know that Smaller and One Eye would barely make it to Four Trees, never mind fight when they got there. And Dappletail's getting very frail. I can't lead them into battle against Scourge.
And what about me?
I know you're a fighter, Speckletail. Firestar had thought carefully about what he was going to say, but with the elder glaring at him, he felt like a raw apprentice again. That's why I need you here. There'll be the other three elders here, and Willowpelt's kits. They've learned some defensive moves, but they're not ready for battle. I'm putting you in charge of the camp while the rest of us are away.
But I... Oh.
Speckletail broke off as she understood what Firestar was asking her to do. Slowly, the fur on her shoulders lay flat again.
I see. All right, Firestar. You can count on me.
Thank you. Firestar blinked his gratitude at her. If the battle goes badly, we'll try to fall back here and reinforce you. but we might not make it. If BloodClan comes here, you'll be all that's left of ThunderClan. His eyes met Speckletail's. You'll need to get the kits and elders away. Try to cross the river, then head for Barley's farm.
Right.
Speckletail gave him a brisk nod.
I'll do the best I can.
Turning, she looked over to where Brightheart slept in the shelter of the tree trunk.
What about her?
Brightheart is as strong as any warrior now, Fireheart meowed, his heart lifting. She's coming with us. He padded over and nudged the young she-cat with one paw. Wake up, Brightheart. It's time to go. Brightheart blinked up at him with her good eye, then rose and stretched.
Okay, Firestar. I'm ready.
She was heading out into the clearing when Firestar called her back. Brightheart, if we come through this, you'll be sleeping in the warrior's den from now on. Brightheart's ears pricked, and she seemed to stand taller.
Thank you, Firestar,
she meowed, and dashed off. All her drowsiness vanished. Dipping his head in farewell to Speckletail, Firestar followed Brightheart into the clearing. By now the other cats had begun to emerge from their dens. The apprentices, Featherpaw and Stormpaw among them, were clustered around Cinderpelt, each carrying a bundle of herbs. Dustpelt was with them, speaking urgently in a low voice to Fernpaw. Closer to the warrior's den, Brightheart had joined Cloudtail, while Mousefur and Longtail stalked around each other in a final practice of their fighting moves. As Firestar watched, Graystripe and Sandstorm slipped out from between the branches of the den with Thornclaw and Mistyfoot just behind. Whitestorm came up and urged the cats toward the nettle patch for a piece of fresh kill. Firestar felt a rush of pride. These were his cats, brave and loyal, every one of them. Above him, the outlines of bare branches had begun to show black against the sky. Firestar felt a moment of sheer terror at the reminder of the approaching sunrise. He forced himself to stride confidently across the clearing until he joined Whitestorm beside the fresh kill pile. This is it, the white warrior meowed. Firestar took a vole from the pile of fresh kill. His belly was churning with tension, but he forced himself to swallow a few mouthfuls. Firestar, Whitestorm continued after a moment. I just wanted to say that Bluestar could not have led us better in these terrible days. I've been proud to serve as your deputy. Firestar stared at him. Whitestorm, you're talking as if... He couldn't put what he was afraid of into words. The older warrior's respect meant more to him than he could say, and he couldn't imagine how he would cope if Whitestorm did not come back from the battle. Whitestorm concentrated on the blackbird he was eating, avoiding his eyes, and didn't say any more. The camp was still dark when Speckletail emerged with the other elders to see the warriors off. Willowpelt's kits rushed out of the nursery to say goodbye to their mother and Sandstorm. They looked excited. They didn't fully understand what the clan was going to face.
Well, Firestar, Cloudtail meowed. Is everything ready?
The tip of his tail twitched nervously as he admitted.
I'll be a lot happier when we're on the move.
Firestar swallowed the last of his vole. So will I, Cloudtail, he replied. Let's go. Rising to his paws, he gathered his clan with a flick of his tail. As his gaze met Sandstorm's, he felt strengthened to see her green eyes glow with trust and love.
Cats of Thunder Clan, Firestar called. We go now to fight against Blood Clan. But we're not alone. Remember, there are four clans in the forest, and always will be, and the other three will fight with us today. We will drive out these evil cats!
His warriors sprang up, yowling their agreement. Firestar turned and began to lead them through the gorse tunnel and up the ravine toward Four Trees. When he paused at the top for a last glance back at the camp, he did not know if he would ever see his beloved home again. Chapter 28. The first faint streaks of dawn were showing as Firestar approached Four Trees. Pausing on the bank of the stream, he glanced back at the warriors who followed him. His heart swelled with pride as his gaze traveled over each one. Sandstorm, his beloved. Graystripe, the truest friend any cat ever had. Brackenfur, sensible and loyal. Whitestorm, his wise deputy. Thornclaw, the newest warrior of ThunderClan, looking tense and eager at the prospect of his first battle. Longtail, who had discovered at last where his heart lay. Frostfur and Mousefur, a formidable pair of she-cats. Dustpelt, reserved but true-hearted, and his apprentice, Ashpaw. Firestar's own apprentice, Bramblepaw, aglow in his amber eyes and his fur bristling. And Cloudtail, wayward but committed to his clan, with Brightheart, the cat he had brought back from the brink of death. Pain like claws tore at Firestar's heart as he realized how much they meant to him, and what fearful danger they were facing now. He raised his voice so that they could all hear him. "You know what lies ahead of us," he meowed. "I only want to say one thing. Ever since StarClan placed the four clans in the forest, no leader ever had a band of warriors like you. Whatever happens, I want you to remember that."
"There was never a leader like you, Firestar,"
meowed Graystripe. Firestar shook his head, his throat too choked for words. It was just like Graystripe to compare him to the truly great leaders like Blue Star. But he knew how far short of that he fell. He could only resolve to do his best to live up to his friend's trust in him. Crossing the stream, he heard a whisper of movement from the direction of the river and glanced down the slope to see the cats of RiverClan and ShadowClan slipping quietly toward the meeting place. Firestar signaled a greeting with his tail as the warriors thronged around him, swelling the ranks of his own forces. He was relieved to see that they had kept their promise, though the look of hostility from Blackfoot told him that even though ShadowClan might be fighting on their side this time, they would never be ThunderClan's friends. Firestar spotted Boulder among the ShadowClan warriors. Tawnypaw was there too, looking nervous but determined. Mistyfoot went forward hesitantly to greet her friends among the RiverClan cats, touching noses with Shadepelt. Running Nose and Mudfur, the two medicine cats, arrived together, each with an apprentice carrying their supplies, and pushed their way through the throng until they found Cinderpelt. The three united clans went on to Four Trees together, with Firestar and Leopardstar in the lead. When they came to the top of the hollow, everything was silent. The breeze was blowing away from them toward ShadowClan territory, and Firestar felt his pelt prickle with dread. Their scent would be carried to the waiting Blood Clan, while they themselves had no idea where their enemies might be. "Graystripe, Mousefur," he whispered. "Scout around the hollow. Don't show yourselves. If you see any cats, come back and tell me." The two cats slid off in opposite directions, barely visible shadows in the gray light. Firestar waited, trying to appear calm and confident, thankful for the presence of Whitestorm and Sandstorm close beside him. He had barely time to think about what might happen next when Graystripe returned with another cat close behind him. It was Tallstar.
"Greetings, Firestar," he murmured. "WindClan is here. All our warriors and your friends Barley and Ravenpaw."
The loners came up as the WindClan leader spoke their names.
"We came to help as we promised,"
Ravenpaw meowed, twining his tail with Firestar's in greeting.
"We'll fight alongside you, if you'll have us."
"If we'll have you," Firestar echoed, a purr of gratitude swelling up inside him. "You're welcome, you know that."
"We're proud to fight with you,"
Barley mewed. Sandstorm came up to greet her former clanmate, and the two loners took positions beside her.
"Do you know where BloodClan is?" Firestar asked Tallstar.
Tallstar's eyes were bleak as he gazed across the hollow to the ShadowClan territory.
"Somewhere out there,
Watching us, I'd guess. His voice was steady, and Firestar began to envy his calm, unshaking courage, until he caught the Wind Clan leader's fierce scent and heard him mutter under his breath, "Star Clan, help us. Show us an enemy we can fight." Somehow, the knowledge that Tall Star was as afraid as he was himself only increased Firestar's respect for the older and more experienced leader. Tall Star would never show fear in front of his clan. He would put aside his own feelings to do his duty as leader. Firestar only hoped that he could do the same. He peered into the shadows, looking for a sign that Mousefur was on her way back. Almost at once, he caught sight of her bounding toward him, and in the same heartbeat, there was movement in the clearing below. Dark shapes appeared from the bushes at the foot of the opposite slope, as Blood Clan advanced in a single menacing line. Firestar's belly clenched in fear when the small figure of Scourge stepped out.
"I know you're there,"
the Blood Clan leader called.
"Come and give me your answer."
Firestar paused for a heartbeat and glanced at the cats behind him. Though he knew how terrified they must be, he could see nothing but fierce determination in their faces. Lion Clan was ready for battle.
"Go on, Firestar,"
Leopardstar mewed quietly. Her fur was bristling, and her ears lay flat against her head in a mixture of fear and defiance.
"Lead us."
Firestar looked at Tallstar, who nodded.
"You spoke for us before," he meowed. "You're the one who should lead us now. We all trust you."
Firestar led the United Clans down into the clearing. Scourge was waiting for him near the base of the Great Rock. His black pelt was neatly groomed, and he sat with his paws tucked under him. His eyes were chips of ice, and the rising sun glinted on the teeth that studded his kitty peck collar.
"Greetings," he meowed.
He swiped his tongue around his jaws as if he were tasting a succulent piece of prey.
"Have you decided to leave? Or do you presume you can fight against Blood Clan?"
"We don't have to fight," Firestar replied steadily. To his surprise, he felt icily calm. "We will let you go back to Two Leg Place in peace." Scourge let out a cold meow of laughter.
"Go back? Do you really think we're such cowards? No. This is our home now."
Feeling the last spark of hope drain out of his paws, Firestar looked past Scourge at the ranks of his Blood Clan warriors. These were lean, tough cats, most of them wearing collars studded with teeth like Scourge, the trophies of earlier battles. Some were flexing claws strengthened with dog's teeth, and Firestar remembered the way Scourge's claws had ripped through Tigerstar's belly. Their eyes glittered as they waited for the order to attack. "The forest is ours," Firestar told the black cat. "We rule here by the will of Star Clan."
"Star Clan," Scourge sneered. "Tales for kits, forest fool. Star Clan won't help you now."
He sprang to his paws, his fur suddenly bristling out so that he looked twice his size.
"Attack!"
he snarled. The line of Blood Clan warriors surged forward. "Lion Clan, attack!" Firestar yowled. He sprang toward Scourge, but the Blood Clan leader dodged nimbly to one side. A huge tabby tom leaped into his place, hitting Firestar in the flank, knocking him off his paws. The clearing was silent no longer. As Firestar battered with his hind paws at the Blood Clan warrior, he heard cats crashing through the undergrowth all around the hollow. Leopardstar bounded out of the bushes with Tallstar. Blackfoot raced forward at the head of a tight knot of Shadow Clan warriors.
And Whitestorm ran at the lead of the Cats of Thunder clan, as all four forest clans poured into the clearing and fell snarling on their enemies. Firestar managed to throw off the Blood clan cat and scrambled to his paws. Scourge had vanished. Firestar was surrounded by a heaving mass of cats. He was amazed at how swiftly chaos had descended. He spotted Graystripe battling bravely with a huge black tom, and Willowpelt rolling on the ground, her teeth locked in the shoulder of a Blood clan tortoise shell. Longtail was nearby too, squirming helplessly under the weight of two Blood clan warriors. Firestar hurled himself into combat and dragged one of the cats away, feeling the strength of the muscular body as the enemy warrior turned on him. He felt claws slash into his shoulder and raked his own claws across the warrior's face. Blood welled out of a gash on its forehead, dripping into its eyes. Blinded, the cat lost its grip on Firestar, and he aimed a final blow before leaping back and whirling around in search of Longtail. The pale tabby had driven off his other adversary, but he was bleeding deeply from his shoulder and flank. Firestar saw Cinderpelt limp rapidly out of the bushes. She nudged Longtail to his feet and helped him, staggering away from the thick of the fighting. Firestar sprang back into the battle. One Whisker flashed past him, pursuing a Blood clan warrior, and he caught a glimpse of Mistyfoot fighting shoulder to shoulder with Featherpaw and Stormpaw. Brightheart was weaving in front of a Blood clan tabby twice her size, her new fighting techniques already confusing the huge tomcat. Cloudtail fought beside her. Brightheart dodged beneath her enemy's outstretched paws, raking her claws down his nose. The tabby turned and fled. Cloudtail let out a yowl of triumph, and the two cats wheeled around as one and flung themselves back into the whirling mob of cats. Not far away, Barley and Ravenpaw were battling side by side against a pair of identical gray tomcats, lean warriors whose collars bristled with teeth.
"I know you," one of them spat at Barley. "You didn't have the courage to stay with Scourge."
"At least I had the courage to leave,"
Barley hissed back at him, rearing up to swipe both forepaws at the gray warrior's ears.
"It's your turn to run. You don't belong here."
Ravenpaw pressed forward beside him, and the two Blood clan warriors were gradually forced back into the bushes. A white Blood clan warrior burst into the open just beside them, with Morning Flower slashing fiercely at his haunches as he fled from her.
"Gorsepaw! Gorsepaw!"
she yowled, giving voice to all her grief for her dead son. She leaped on the warrior and brought him down, clawing out pawfuls of white fur. Firestar looked for Scourge. There could be no victory until the Blood clan leader was dead. And in a moment's breathing space, Firestar reflected how strange it was that the final battle for the forest would not be with Tigerstar, but with Tigerstar's murderer. But the Blood clan leader was nowhere to be seen. Fighting his way toward the base of the great rock, lashing out with teeth and claws, Firestar came face to face with a skinny gray she-cat. Her green eyes glinted with hatred as she launched herself at him, her teeth and claws digging deep into his shoulder. Firestar felt her tooth-studded collar crushing his face as she bit down. He twisted, tearing his neck fur free of the Blood clan warrior's teeth and launching himself at her unprotected belly to score his claws down it. The she-cat sprang back and fled into the bushes. Firestar stood panting, blood welling from his shoulder. How long could he keep this up, he wondered, before he grew too weak to carry on? There seemed as many Blood clan warriors as ever in the hollow, all strong and healthy and skilled in combat. Would the battle never end? A Blood clan tortoise shell loomed up in front of him, its face distorted with a screech of hatred. In the same heartbeat, a dark shape shot out of the bushes, barreling into the tortoiseshell's side and shoving her away from Firestar. Astonished, Firestar recognized Darkstripe. Had the Dark Warrior decided at last that his loyalties belonged to ThunderClan? A moment later, he realized how wrong he was. Darkstripe whirled to face him, hissing,
"You're mine, kitty pet. It's time for you to die."
Firestar braced himself for the attack.
"So now you're fighting on the side of Tigerstar's murderer?"
he taunted Darkstripe.
"Have you no loyalty in you?"
"Not anymore," Darkstripe snarled. "Every cat in the forest can turn to crow food for all I care."
All I want is to see you dead.
Firestar slipped to one side as Darkstripe leaped toward him, but one of the Dark Warrior's paws caught him on the side of the head, and he lost his footing. Darkstripe landed on top of him and pinned him down. Firestar twisted, trying to free his hind paws. He scrabbled furiously at Darkstripe's belly, but could not shake him off. The warrior bared his teeth, aiming for Firestar's neck. Firestar braced himself for a last desperate effort. Suddenly, Darkstripe's body rolled off him. Firestar got to his paws to see Graystripe struggling with his old clanmate in a screeching knot of fur and claws. Graystripe's pelt was torn, and his shoulder glistened with blood from an earlier wound. But before Firestar could move to help him, he flung Darkstripe to the ground and landed on top of him, panting.
Traitor!
He hissed. Darkstripe writhed violently, scoring deep gouges in the earth, but he couldn't throw off the gray warrior.
Fox dung! He spat.
He twisted his head, trying to sink his teeth into Graystripe's neck. Graystripe lashed out with one forepaw. His claws pierced Darkstripe's throat, and blood gushed out. The dark tabby gave one convulsive shudder. His jaws parted as he fought for breath.
There's nothing left,
he choked out.
It's all dark. Everything's gone.
Firestar saw his eyes glazing, a terrible emptiness in them. His struggles faded, and his body went limp. Spitting contemptuously, Graystripe scrambled off him.
One less traitor in the forest, he snarled.
Firestar touched his nose to Graystripe's shoulder. Suddenly, Graystripe went rigid, staring past his leader.
Firestar,
he rasped. Firestar whirled around to see Sandstorm and Dustpelt fighting side by side at the edge of the battle. They didn't seem to need his help, and at first he couldn't understand what had distressed Graystripe. Then the mass of cats parted briefly to reveal Bone, the huge Blood Clan deputy, crouched over another cat who moved feebly beneath him. So much blood clotted the victim's fur that Firestar could hardly make out its color, and it took him a couple of heartbeats to recognize Whitestorm.
No!
He yowled, and he hurled himself at Bone with Graystripe hard on his paws. Bone sprang backward, only to cannon into Bramblepaw and Ashpaw, who came charging across the clearing at the same moment. Firestar saw his apprentice leap onto the huge deputy's back, while Ashpaw bit down into his hind leg. Confident that Bone would be distracted for a while, Firestar crouched beside Whitestorm, almost oblivious to the battle that surged around them. Recognition glimmered in the White Warrior's eyes when he saw Firestar, and the tip of his tail twitched.
Goodbye, Firestar, he rasped. Whitestorm, no!
Firestar felt a wail of agony building up inside him. He should never have brought his deputy into this battle, when all along the White Warrior had seemed to know that it would be his last.
Graystripe, find Cinderpelt!
Too late,
Whitestorm breathed.
I go to hunt with Star Clan.
You can't. The clan needs you. I need you.
You will find others.
The White Warrior's gaze, growing rapidly dimmer, flickered to Graystripe and back again.
Trust your heart, Firestar. You have always known that Graystripe is the cat Star Clan destined to be your deputy.
Letting out a long sigh, he closed his eyes.
Whitestorm.
Firestar wanted to mule his grief like a tiny kit. For a heartbeat, he pushed his nose into his deputy's blood-soaked fur, the only mourning ritual that the battle allowed. Then he turned to Graystripe, who was staring in shock at the old warrior's body.
You heard what he said, Firestar meowed. He chose you.
Rising to his paws, he lifted his voice above the tumult of battle.
I say these words before the body of Whitestorm, that his spirit may hear and approve my choice. Graystripe will be the new deputy of ThunderClan.
A yowl of agreement from behind startled him, and Firestar turned to see Sandstorm and Dustpelt pausing to nod briefly at Graystripe before dashing back into the battle again. Graystripe had not moved, his yellow eyes fixed on Firestar.
Are you sure?
Never sure, Firestar growled. Now, Graystripe! Out of the corner of his eye, he saw the Blood Clan deputy struggling free from Bramblepaw and Ashpaw. Before Firestar could spring at him, a screech of defiance sounded above the noise of battle, and several more apprentices hurtled across the clearing. Bone was barely visible under the writhing heap of furious young cats. Bramblepaw and Ashpaw were there, with Featherpaw and Stormpaw, and yes, Tawnypaw, fighting beside her brother. Within a few heartbeats, Bone had stopped trying to defend himself. His body went into a series of spasms, ending in his twitching tail. And as Firestar watched, the twitching stopped. Ashpaw let out a hoarse cry of triumph. At the same instant, Jaggedtooth appeared out of nowhere. Firestar felt his fur stand on end. Once a rogue, then a member of Shadow Clan, and now part of the insult to the warrior code that was Blood Clan. The massive warrior flung himself on the apprentices and fastened his teeth in the nearest, Bramblepaw, dragging him off Bone's body. At once, Tawnypaw launched herself at the rogue cat.
Let go of my brother!
She spat. The rest of the apprentices sprang forward with her, and Jaggedtooth abruptly dropped Bramblepaw, turning tail and fleeing across the clearing with all the apprentices in pursuit. Breathing hard, Firestar glanced around, and his stomach turned over as he tried to judge how the battle was going. Though Darkstripe and Bone were dead, and Jaggedtooth had been driven off, the clearing still seemed full of Blood Clan warriors, and yet more were racing down the slope. ThunderClan had lost Whitestorm, and between the battling cats, Firestar caught a glimpse of Torn Ear from WindClan lying motionless. Brackenfur and Mousefur fought on, side by side, but Brackenfur was limping, and Mousefur had deep claw marks stretching all along one side. At the edge of the clearing, Frostfur was dragging herself into the bushes, with Fernpaw helping her. And not far away, Running Nose, the ShadowClan medicine cat, was pressing cobwebs on a wound in Blackfoot's shoulder until the ShadowClan deputy shook him off and threw himself back into the fray. Leopardstar appeared briefly, yowling hoarse encouragement to her warriors before she vanished again in a surge of BloodClan cats. We're losing, Firestar thought, fighting panic. I must find Scourge. With the BloodClan leader's death, he knew the battle would be over. The cats from Two-Leg Place had no sense of tradition or loyalty to the warrior code. Scourge held them together, and without him, they would be nothing. Firestar felt his fur begin to bristle as his gaze found Scourge at last. The small black cat was crouched at the base of the great rock, his claws slicing at a warrior he had trapped there. Firestar's belly lurched as he recognized One Whisker. With a yowl of defiance, he leaped across the clearing. Scourge whipped around, leaving One Whisker to crawl away, bleeding. The Blood Clan leader bared his teeth in a snarl.
Firestar!
Without warning, he leaped. Firestar rolled with the impact and landed on top of the smaller cat, planting one paw on his neck. But before he could bite down, Scourge wriggled away with the speed of a snake. The dog's teeth on his claws flashed as he raked them across Firestar's shoulder. Excruciating pain lanced through Firestar's body. He forced himself not to flinch, but leaped forward again, sending Scourge flying back against the great rock. Briefly, the Black Tom was stunned, and Firestar managed to bite down on his foreleg. Pain like fire seared through him again with another blow from the Blood Clan leader's claws, and in the shock of it, Firestar lost his grip on Scourge. The Blood Clan leader reared back, his paw raised for the death blow. Firestar scrabbled to get away, but he was not fast enough. Agony exploded in his head as the reinforced claws struck down. Flame washed over his eyes, fading to leave nothing but darkness. A soft black tide was rising to engulf him. He made one final effort to get up, but his paws would not support him, and he fell back into nothingness. Chapter 29. Firestar opened his eyes. He was lying on the grass of four trees with moonlight washing around him and the rustle of leaves above his head. For a few heartbeats he relaxed, reveling in the warm air of Greenleaf. Then he remembered Four Trees as he had last seen it, the branches black and stark in the depths of Leaf Bear, and the clearing thronged with screeching, warring cats. Abruptly he sat up. He was not alone. The warriors of StarClan lined the clearing, illuminating it with the shimmer of their pelts and the gleam in their eyes. In the front rank, Firestar could see the cats who had given him his 9 lives, Bluestar, Yellowfang, and Spotted Leaf, Lionheart, and a newcomer, Whitestorm, restored to his youthful strength with starlight glimmering in his thick fur. "Welcome, Firestar," meowed the white warrior. Firestar scrambled to his paws. "Why? Why have you brought me here?" he demanded. "I should be back there, fighting to save my clan." It was Bluestar who replied. "Look, Firestar." Firestar saw there was a space beside her. At first he thought it was empty, but suddenly he realized that it was filled by the faintest outline of a flame-colored cat. His green eyes glowed so pale they barely reflected the starlight that filled the hollow. But Firestar recognized him at once. "You have lost your first life," Bluestar meowed gently. A shiver ran through Firestar. So this was what it felt like to die. He stared in mingled curiosity and fear at the pale copy of himself in the middle of the clearing. And as his gaze locked with the ghost cats, he suddenly saw himself, hunched and bleeding, his fur ragged and the light of desperation burning in his eyes. Firestar wrenched his head aside to break the contact. There was no time for this. Surely the whole point of having 9 lives was so that he could keep going. "Send me back," he begged. "If we're losing the battle, BloodClan will rule the forest." Bluestar stepped forward. "Patience, Firestar. Your body needs a moment to recover. You will go back soon enough."
"But it might not be in time. Bluestar, why are you letting this happen? Will StarClan not help us even now?"
The former ThunderClan leader did not reply directly. Instead, she sat down, her blue eyes glowing with wisdom.
"No cat could have done more than you for ThunderClan," she meowed. "Even though you are not forest-born, you have the heart of a true clan cat. More than ever Tiger Star or Darkstripe did. For though they taunted you with being a kitty pet, they both ended up betraying the clan of their birth for the sake of their own ambition."
Firestar's paws worked impatiently in the grass. What was the use of empty praise? He could not tear his mind away from what was happening in that other clearing where loyal cats were fighting and dying. "Bluestar!" The she-cat raised her tail to silence him.
"Perhaps your quarrel with Tiger Star gave you the strength you need," she went on. "All along you did what you thought was right, even when your clanmates disagreed with you. You suffered loneliness and uncertainty, and that has made you what you are now, a gifted, intelligent leader with the courage to lead your clan in its darkest hour."
"But I'm not leading them," Firestar hissed, "and I can't save them. I'm not strong enough. We're going to lose the battle. Bluestar, this can't be the will of StarClan. We've always believed our warrior ancestors wanted there to be 4 clans in the forest. Have we been so wrong?"
There was a ripple of movement from the front rank of the Starry Warriors. Bluestar rose to her paws as she was joined by the other 8 cats who had given Firestar a life at the ceremony beside the moonstone. All 9 of them encircled the young cat, who stood defiantly in the center of the clearing. A voice spoke. Not Blue Star this time, but an echo, vibrating inside Firestar's head, as if all nine cats were speaking to him at once.
Firestar, you are wrong. There were never four clans in the forest.
As Firestar stared, rigid with shock, the voice went on.
There were always five.
Firestar felt nine pairs of eyes, alight with wisdom, rest on him.
Fight bravely, Firestar. You may return to the battle now, and the spirits of StarClan will go with you.
The shapes of the StarClan warriors seemed to dissolve into light. Firestar felt their strength flooding through him as water soaked into the thirsty ground, and he knew the courage that came with faith restored. He opened his eyes. The sounds of battle rushed into his ears, and he sprang to his paws. Straight in front of him, he saw Cloudtail battling with Scourge. The young white warrior was on the ground, blood flowing freely from his wounds, as Scourge shook him by the scruff and raked claws across his flank. But Cloudtail had his teeth fastened in Scourge's leg, and even though he was terribly injured, he would not let go.
Scourge!
Firestar yowled.
Turn and face me!
The small black cat whipped around, letting go of Cloudtail in his shock.
How? I killed you.
You did, Firestar spat back at him. But I am a leader with nine lives who fights alongside StarClan. Can you say as much? For the first time, he thought he saw a flicker of uncertainty in Scourge's cold eyes. And at last, Firestar understood what Barley had told him. Scourge's lack of belief in StarClan was his greatest weakness. Without belief, without the laws and customs of the forest clans, Scourge did not have the nine lives of a true leader. When he died, he would be dead forever. The Blood Clan leader's uncertainty lasted no more than a heartbeat. He aimed a final blow at Cloudtail, dislodging the weakening warrior and tossing him up against the great rock. Firestar launched himself at his enemy, and with every stride, he was aware of the StarClan warriors racing alongside him, matching his pace. Lionheart's golden strength, the lithe, muscular body of Running Wind, Redtail's dark fur, his bushy red tail streaming out behind him, Yellowfang with her claws outstretched, Spotted Leaf, swift and determined, Blue Star, with all her strength and skill in battle restored. Firestar seemed to cover the ground on winged paws. His claws raked along Scourge's side, and he dodged a blow to the head like the one that had claimed his first life. But Scourge was fast. He flung himself between Firestar's outstretched paws and aimed for his belly, trying to rip him open with the same flick that had destroyed Tiger Star. Firestar barely drew back in time. Now he was on the defensive, trying to avoid the gashing claws and still get close enough to Scourge to land a blow of his own. He managed to grip the Blood Clan leader near the base of his tail, and the two cats rolled over and over on the grass, a shrieking whirl of teeth and claws. When they broke apart, Firestar saw his own blood splattering the grass and knew he had to finish this fight quickly before he weakened again. When the old trick came back into his mind, he scarcely believed it could work against a fighter like Scourge, but he could think of nothing else. He dug his front paws into the blood-stained turf and crouched in front of his enemy as if he were giving in, every muscle tensed in readiness. Scourge let out a yowl of triumph and leaped at him. In the same heartbeat, Firestar hurled himself upward, crashing into Scourge's belly and thrusting him backward onto the ground. His claws slashed through Scourge's pelt, and his teeth met in the black cat's throat until he tasted the gush of warm blood. Firestar was dimly aware of Scourge's claws flailing viciously at his shoulders, but he held on, raking his enemy's belly with his hind paws until the blows that were falling on him grew weaker. Firestar shook his head, scattering thick drops of blood from his eyes. He released Scourge's throat and drew back to deal the death blow from an upraised paw. But there was no need. Scourge's eyes were fixed on him, dark pits of hatred, and his body jerked convulsively. He tried to snarl defiance, but the only sound was blood bubbling in his torn throat. His twitching limbs grew still, and his eyes stared sightlessly at the sky. Flanks heaving, his breath coming in agonizing gasps, Firestar gazed down at his dead enemy. Who knew where this cat's spirit was heading? Not to the ranks of Star Clan, that was for sure. A skinny black and white Blood Clan cat was battling with Tallstar a couple of tail lengths away. When he caught sight of Scourge's lifeless body, the Blood Clan warrior froze, staring, and scarcely seemed to notice when Tallstar raked his claws down the side of his head.
"Scourge!"
he gasped.
"No! No!"
He backed away, then turned and fled, blundering into another Blood Clan warrior as he made for the bushes. The second warrior spat furiously and launched himself at Firestar, but before he could attack, he too saw the body of his dead leader. A terrible wailing broke from him.
"Scourge! Scourge is dead!"
As the cry rose above the screeches of battling cats, Firestar saw the warriors of Blood Clan falter and stop fighting. As they realized that they had lost their leader, they turned and fled. To Firestar's dazed eyes, the two-leg place cats seemed to have shrunk. They were no longer fearsome warriors, but ordinary cats who had no place in the forest. Slower than Wind Clan, duller than River Clan, scrawnier than Shadow Clan, all their menace was gone. And with a cry of triumph, the forest cats surged after them and chased them out of the hollow. Numb with exhaustion, Firestar hardly had the strength to understand that his cats, Lion Clan, had won. The forest belonged to Star Clan once again. Chapter 30. The clearing fell silent. Blood glistened on the grass as cold sunlight sliced through the trees. Cloudtail struggled to his paws and staggered over to stand beside Firestar, looking down at Scourge's lifeless black body.
"You did it, Firestar,"
he panted.
"You saved the forest."
Firestar gave the young warrior a lick. "We all did," he meowed. He thought back to the trouble his kin had caused when he first arrived in the forest. In those days, Firestar would never have imagined he could have felt so proud of his wayward nephew. "Go and find Cinderpelt, and get yourself something for those wounds." Cloudtail nodded and limped off across the clearing. Looking around, Firestar saw that warriors from each of the four clans were gathering around their medicine cats at the edge of the clearing. One had become four again. Lion Clan was no more. At first he couldn't see Sandstorm and he felt panic welling up inside him. He was not sure he could bear it if he had lost her. Then he saw her stumbling wearily across the clearing. The fur along one flank was stiff with drying blood, but Firestar could see that her injuries were not serious. "Thanks, Star Clan," he breathed. He crossed the clearing in two bounds, and Sandstorm turned her head to look at him, her green gaze filled with relief.
"We did it,"
she murmured.
"We drove out Blood Clan."
Firestar suddenly felt lightheaded, as if the whole of Four Trees were spinning around him.
"Steady,"
urged Sandstorm, supporting him with her shoulder.
"You've lost a lot of blood. Come and see Cinderpelt."
Firestar staggered the rest of the way, drinking in Sandstorm's scent and feeling comforted by the softness of her fur. When they reached Cinderpelt, he collapsed on the ground, wondering if he was about to lose another life. Then he realized he could still hear the sounds all around him in the clearing, and the pain of his scratches throbbed instead of fading, as Fernpaw started pressing cobwebs to the worst of his wounds.
"Is he okay?"
That was Graystripe's voice.
"Hey, come on, Firestar!
You can't give up now.
I'm not. I'm tired, that's all. Firestar blinked up at the gray warrior. Don't worry. You won't have to be leader for a while yet.
Firestar, Sandstorm gently prodded his shoulder. There are more cats coming.
Firestar sat up to see a group of RiverClan cats padding toward him, headed by Leopardstar. The RiverClan leader dipped her head toward Firestar. Claw marks covered her pelt, but her eyes were clear, and she carried her tail high.
Well done, Firestar, she meowed. They tell me you killed Scourge.
Every cat fought well, Firestar replied. We wouldn't have won unless all the clans joined together.
True enough,
Leopardstar conceded.
But now we must separate again. I'm going to take my clan home. We must care for our wounded and grieve for our dead.
And Shadow Clan? Firestar inquired.
Shadow Clan must go back to their own home,
Leopardstar replied firmly.
I have a new deputy, and enough warriors to defend our territory if Shadow Clan doesn't respect our borders.
Who is the new deputy? Firestar asked curiously.
Mistyfoot,
meowed the River Clan leader, a glint in her eyes. As Firestar stared in astonishment, Mistyfoot emerged from the ThunderClan cats, followed by Featherpaw and Stormpaw.
I'm going with Leopardstar,
she explained, fixing Firestar with her mother's ice-blue gaze.
I'll always be grateful for what you did, but I'm a RiverClan cat at heart.
Firestar nodded. He had never expected Mistyfoot to change her allegiance completely from her birth clan.
But as deputy? He meowed. After what happened to Stonefur?
There was deep grief in Mistyfoot's eyes, but her determination did not waver.
Leopardstar asked me just before the battle started, she explained. I said I'd think about it, and now I know I have to do it for Stonefur's sake, and for the sake of the clan.
Firestar dipped his head, respecting the hard decision she had made. Then StarClan go with you, he meowed. And may you always be a friend to ThunderClan. The two young cats beside Mistyfoot glanced uncertainly from Firestar to Leopardstar.
We're going too,
Stormpaw mewed.
RiverClan has lost many warriors. They need us.
Featherpaw padded up to Graystripe and touched noses with him.
You'll come and visit us, won't you?
Try to stop me.
Graystripe's voice was muffled, and his eyes were filled with the pain of his kit's divided heritage.
Be the best warriors you can, and make me proud of you.
You've got something to live up to, Firestar added. Your father is ThunderClan deputy now. The two apprentices pressed close to their father and twined their tails with his. Leopardstar gave them a moment to be together before signaling to them, and the young cats fell in behind her. The RiverClan cats vanished into the bushes and up the slope toward their own territory. Firestar's gaze fell on the group of ShadowClan cats not far away, and he noticed that Bramblepaw was with them, talking to his sister. Firestar rose to his paws and limped slowly toward them. Blackfoot got up to meet him as he approached.
Firestar?
The ShadowClan deputy narrowed his eyes.
So we won the battle after all.
Yes, we did, Firestar agreed, adding. What will you do now, Blackfoot?
Take my clan home and prepare for a journey to Highstones. I'm their leader now. We have much to do to recover, but life in the forest will go on as usual.
Then I'll see you at the next gathering. And Blackfoot, you would do well to learn from the mistakes of your predecessors. I saw what you did to Stonefur at the Bone Hill.
A shadow flitted across Blackfoot's eyes, and he did not reply. Firestar flicked his tail to beckon Bramblepaw, who pressed his muzzle briefly against Tawnypaw's flank and slipped through the ShadowClan cats to his mentor's side. Blackfoot rounded up his cats and led them out of the clearing. Running Nose, the medicine cat, brought up the rear with a glance at Firestar as he went. Firestar hoped he had better luck with this new leader, after the trouble he had endured with Nightstar and Tigerstar. Firestar turned back to his own clan and found himself face to face with Barley and Ravenpaw. "I wouldn't trust Blackfoot," murmured Ravenpaw, watching the last of the ShadowClan warriors disappear into the bushes. "He's a troublemaker if I ever saw one."
"I know," Firestar replied. "Don't worry. ThunderClan will be ready if he starts anything."
"At least with Scourge dead, the cats from Two-Leg Place will have the chance to live in peace,"
Barley remarked with feeling.
"They might have a better life now."
"You wouldn't go back to Two-Leg Place yourself?" Firestar inquired.
"Not on your life."
Barley's tail shot straight up.
"We're heading straight for home."
"But it was good to fight with ThunderClan again," added Ravenpaw.
"ThunderClan will always be grateful to you," Firestar told them warmly. "You're free to come into our territory anytime.
And you must visit us at the farm whenever you make the journey to Highstones,"
Barley mewed as they turned away.
"I expect we'll be able to spare a mouse or two."
With RiverClan and ShadowClan accounted for, Firestar wanted to check in with WindClan before he gathered his own cats and headed back to camp. There was a small group of WindClan warriors clustered around Barkface, their medicine cat, but nowhere near as many as there should have been. Tallstar himself was missing. A prickle of fear ran through Firestar's flame-colored pelt. Then he saw the WindClan leader emerging from the bushes on the far side of the clearing. Mudclaw and Morningflower and a couple of apprentices were with him. All five cats were panting hard, as if they had been running. Firestar bounded toward them, expecting to see enemy cats burst into the clearing in pursuit.
"What's going on?" he demanded. "Is BloodClan chasing you?"
Tallstar let out a satisfied purr.
"No, Firestar. We chased them. We followed them as far as the Thunderpath. They won't be back here in a hurry."
"Good," Firestar meowed with deep appreciation. He saw a similar glow in Morningflower's eyes and realized that at last she felt avenged for the death of Gorsepaw. Taking a deep breath, Firestar dipped his head toward Tallstar and meowed. "We have no further need for Lion Clan. There are four clans in the forest again." He could see that the older leader understood what he was saying. They were no longer allies, but rivals, who could meet in friendship only at gatherings.
"We owe you our freedom," meowed the Wind Clan leader.
He dipped his head and headed toward the rest of his warriors at the far side of the clearing. Alone for the first time, Firestar scrambled up to the top of the great rock. The sickening stench of blood rose around him, but up here he could look out over the forest and dare to believe that soon the battle would be no more than a distant memory. He imagined the spirits of StarClan all around him, sharing the leadership of his clan. They would be beside him every paw step until he gave up his last life and went to join them.
"Thank you, StarClan," he murmured. "Thank you for staying with us, Fifth Clan of the Forest. How could I ever have thought that I faced this battle alone?"
Suddenly he smelled a familiar scent and felt the soft touch of Spotted Leaf's pelt brushing against his fur. Her breath was warm in his ear.
"You are never alone, Firestar. Your clan will live on, and I will watch over you forever."
For a moment, Firestar felt all the pain of loss afresh, as if his beloved medicine cat had not died many moons ago, but in this very battle. Then his ears pricked at the sound of claws on rock, and as Spotted Leaf's scent faded, Firestar saw Graystripe and Sandstorm climbing toward him, with Bramblepaw scrambling up behind. Sandstorm pressed her flank to Firestar's.
"Blue Star was right. Fire did save the clan."
"And now there are four clans again," Graystripe added. "Just as there should be."
"No, there are five," Firestar thought.
He looked down over the clearing and the trees that stretched as far as he could see, and his senses filled with the sounds and the scents of his forest home. A thousand secret whispers told him that new leaf was stirring in the cold earth, shooting up new green fronds and rousing the prey from its long leaf-bare sleep. The rising sun broke over the trees and flooded the clearing with light and warmth. And it seemed to Firestar that no dawn had ever been brighter. This is MacLeod Andrews. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Warriors, Number 6, The Darkest Hour, by Aaron Hunter. This program was recorded at The Media Staff and produced by Common Mode. Paul Fowley, Technical Director. The director was Michael Cox. Executive Producer, Caitlin Gehring. Text copyright 2004 by Working Partners Limited. Production copyright 2017 by HarperCollins Publishers, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.